Last week's attacks on the eastern seaboard have officials across the country scrambling to protect people and property. In the south, states along the Gulf of Mexico are updating emergency plans and, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, shoring up their seaports.
On a recent afternoon at the Alabama State Docks in Mobile, trucks are lined up at the front gate to take loads of pulp to ship terminals, and salesmen are making their last calls of the day. No one without security clearance is allowed through the gates. Joseph Welch, a salesman with Dixie Pipe Company, has to pull over at a small guard building and check in with the Fort Police.
Hi, I'm just a salesman.
Okay, and where are you going?
To Bay Steel.
Bay Steel?
Yeah, if you'd like one of those.
Okay. An officer checks his driver's license and proof of car insurance, then calls to make sure he has legitimate business on the docks.
Yes, this is Officer Gray at the police department. Could you tell me, are you expecting a Mr. Joseph Welch, Jr.?
He's cleared and gets a day pass to call on his customer. But for people like Welch, who've been doing business at the docks for years, it's awkward to be screened so carefully.
All I did before was just drive in. You could say it takes a lot more time to do it, but I understand it. I mean, you know.
Delivery trucks, day laborers, even people coming to pick up workers must go through the same routine. All the ports along the Gulf Coast, including the busiest at New Orleans and Houston, are doing things differently. They've added patrols and are keeping an extra eye on hazardous or flammable cargo. It's a whole new way of doing business, according to James Lyons, director of the Alabama State Docks. It used to be that just about anybody could have driven onto the port of Mobile with little or no scrutiny. Now, Lyons says, no more tourists. Only people with waterfront business will be allowed in.
Well, they've got to say why they're coming on the place. They can't just, well, I'm just going to ride and look around, which used to be the case. And, of course, there are a lot of citizens that would love to be able to go ride and look around in a working waterfront. It's very interesting for people. But those days are gone. Those days are gone. And they're not going to come back.
There are also new burdens for ships. They'll now have to submit detailed crew lists to the Immigration and Naturalization Service when they enter, and again before they can leave the port. And the U.S. Coast Guard is boarding more ships than ever. Mike Smith is captain of the port for the Mobile region.
If you're coming into our port, a foreign vessel, we want to know. Now, we already had requirements for 24 hours advance notice of arrival, but then after that notice, they could kind of come in any time after that 24-hour period. We now require them to also notify us just prior to entry or when they're going to move within our zone.
Captain Smith says the Coast Guard has always had the authority to board ships to look for safety or environmental violations, but now officers are looking at other risk factors, such as where a ship comes from or what it's carrying. Amid the new secure environment, states are reviewing what they call their all-hazards or emergency plans. For years, beginning with the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, all five Gulf Coast states prepared for acts of terrorism, both on paper and in emergency drills. The Oklahoma City bombing and the Y2K scare prompted more serious looks at those plans, but nothing like the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, according to Jim Loftus, a spokesman with the Florida Division of Emergency Management.
Until September 11th, I thought, you know, it was almost unfathomable that someone could take a commercial airliner and aim it at a building and kill thousands of innocent people, and it's made us rethink the things we do. So we're at a heightened sense of awareness. We are working with the private sector as well in terms of utilities and water supply stations and those kind of things.
Last week in Baton Rouge, parish officials from all over Louisiana gathered for a terrorism workshop. It had been planned for months, but now took on an added sense of urgency. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Mobile, Alabama.